Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Reach the Horizon, the official podcast of the Horizon League, your number one source for all the league's top headlines. Here's your host, Justin Kinner.
Reach the Horizon, the official podcast of the Horizon League. Welcome in, everyone. Justin Kinner with you here. Excited to bring you another edition of the Reach the Horizon podcast. And each and every week, we bring you a different guest from around the league. And of course, as of late, we've been trying to introduce to you as many newcomers into the league as we can. Again, with Purdue Fort Wayne and Robert Morris being the two new programs to join the Horizon League this offseason. It's been exciting to get to learn about the new programs in various sports and hearing about the success that they've had in their previous conferences and what experiences and depth that they are bringing to the Horizon League. And today I wanted to focus on the volleyball side of things, and we're going to bring on Robert Morris, head volleyball coach Dale Starr. Coach Starr, welcome in, sir. How are you? I appreciate your time this morning.
I'm doing well, Justin. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, right now is a very strange time, obviously, not just for volleyball, but for all sports, from a coach's standpoint, player's standpoint, fans, athletic personnel, and everybody. What are some things that you guys are doing right now to kind of still prepare for a season that should be here before you know it, but at the same time knowing that news can hinder that at any moment?
Well, we're starting our preseason protocol right now. We're a UPMC-sponsored school, University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, and they have put in some protocols in place for us to get re-socialized back onto campus. So our kids actually started on Monday with a two-week at-home quarantine in anticipation of reporting to campus for our phase two, which begins on July 27th. They have 2 weeks of small group activity, voluntary workouts with the strength coaches, getting back on campus, then in anticipation of us being able to start practices and workouts on August 7th. So we've already actually begun our quote-unquote preseason, getting back ready to go for the season. But again, like you said, it could change today, tomorrow, next week. Who knows what's going to happen? I mean, at this point, we just kind of hold our breath every day, and if we don't get a phone call, then that's great. If we do, then we just try to work around and control what we can control.
Now, it's interesting, and I try to remain as positive about everything going on as possible, but again, you can't ignore the elephant in the room at times. But from a coaching standpoint, how challenging is it to keep your athletes motivated? And I think all athletes are self-motivated to a certain extent, but how tough is it to make sure that every athlete is doing what they're supposed to right now to prepare as if there is nothing else going on in the world right now and the season is going to start on time? We as human beings seem to let our guard down at times when just negative after negative happens. How tough is that for you as coaches to keep your players motivated at the same time as keeping yourself motivated and confident as well?
Well, it's just, you know, we preach a lot in our program to control what we can control. And, you know, that's really all we can do. And right now we have to try to control our habits, what we're doing, how we're handling different things, how we're getting into workouts, getting in shape, getting prepared for a season. You know, if the season happens, if it doesn't happen, those are things that are completely out of our control. So, you know, it's a difficult thing to do a lot of times, but that's what we try to preach is to just control what we can control, and then everything else will hopefully take care of itself.
All right. Well, regardless of what's going on, this is an exciting time for Robert Morris Athletics as a whole, including your program, of course. Joining the Horizon League, and you look at how you left the Northeast Conference last year. I believe you guys were projected to finish fifth in that conference. You had no seniors. You had injuries that impacted a couple of your star players, and you go on to win the league and have one of the best seasons in your program's history. Just talk about the confidence that you guys are able to take from the success you had in your last season and your previous conference, and how you're going to bottle that up and take that as you start a new journey here in the Horizon League.
Well, I mean, the Horizon League is a significant step up in competition for us. You know, you look at the year that the Horizon League had last year, and I think that they finished in conference RPI. I think they finished seventh in the country. So, you know, that's a big step up. As far as RPI and level of play, we've played several Horizon League teams throughout the years. We've played Wright State. We've played Youngstown State several times. We try to play Youngstown State every year. We played Cleveland State a lot early in my career here, and then also we play them pretty much every spring. So, you know, we're familiar with some of the Horizon Leagues. We played Oakland a few times as well. But, you know, it's going to be a big challenge for us. We're coming off of a historic season last year. You know, we set a conference record for – or a school record for conference wins in a season with 15, third most wins in conference history – or in program history with 25. So, you know, and we return everybody off that team. So it's – The optimism is high for what we can do if we're allowed to get on the court. You know, it's going to be a big challenge, and I think these kids are ready for it. We're a veteran group, so I think that we've probably handled the lack of touches and lack of instruction probably as well, if not better than a lot of people, just because of the fact that we return everyone off of a team. And most of these kids are going to be seniors, have been three-year starters going into their fourth year. You know, with Emma Granger coming back as an honorable mention All-American from Volleyball Magazine, you know, and a player of the year, you know, she was going to be a player of the year candidate in the NEC. And I think that she'll be one of the top players in the Horizon as well.
With that being said, last year, at what point did you realize that you guys had something special? Because, again, when most programs who don't have seniors, not that you can't have a good year without seniors, but usually the senior leadership is what leads to, you know, a lot more wins than what you're accustomed to. At what point did you realize you had something really special despite the lack of senior leadership and even trying to overcome the injuries that you guys sustained last year to some of your top players?
Well, it started out pretty ominously when we lose our junior outside hitter, two-year starter, on the second set of the season. With an ACL, and then the following weekend we lose her replacement to another ACL at the Kent State tournament. So it was pretty ominous start. But once we got through those two tournaments, beat a very good Valparaiso team, beat a very good Idaho State team, beat Kent State. You know, we won our first 10, and then the injuries kind of caught up to us. We were actually down to about seven kids during the Youngstown State tournament.
Wow.
And I actually had my backup setter playing right side for us. We were so beat up that weekend. So those are the three that we lost in the first 13 matches. We lost our last three and then turned around and started conference play and reeled off 15 straight. You know, so it's – I think probably after those first two weekends when we got through undefeated with losing two starters that, you know, we had to scramble the lineup a little bit. Put some kids into some positions that they weren't necessarily ready to play, but they stepped up and the character of this group and the leadership that this group of, you know, rising seniors displayed was tremendous. And you know, the culture that they set, the bar that they set for the culture and accountability really made a big difference in how we were able to have the kind of year that we had.
Dale Starr, Robert Morrison, volleyball coach with us here on Reach the Horizon, the official podcast of the Horizon League. And just a reminder that all interviews are brought to you by health and wellness companies, Orvita, changing lives for the better through nutritional and performance-based products and opportunities. You mentioned Emma Granger and a couple of your star players a little bit ago. Just tell us, I mean, obviously that's a name that a lot of Horizon League volleyball fans are going to hear moving forward. But introduce a couple of your other players, too, to keep an eye out and ear out for this season as far as impact players and ladies that you're counting on heading into this season?
Well, we had Whitney Brown as our senior setter. She was a second-team academic All-American, two-time academic All-American. Was also a first-team All-Conference or a second-team All-Conference player. And then Maria Alfano, our other middle senior, she was a first-team All-Conference kid from last year. You know, those three really probably lead us statistically. Alyssa Hudak came from being a right side player at the beginning of the year. We transferred her over to the left side, and she had statistically one of the best years an outside hitter's had in the last 15 to 20 years at Robert Morris. You know, she hit over 240, had almost three kills a set, really, really stabilized our outside hitter position, which is where we had the two injuries. And then Lauren Kalenic came off the bench, recovering from shoulder surgery and played the entire season as an outside as well. You know, our whole group of seniors, Allison Londot coming back next year after tearing her ACL. She's been cleared to be full go. So, you know, we're hoping to get her back on the floor. She'll be an integral part of what we do. Good six rotation outside. You know, that whole group of seniors is just really, really talented. And Alyssa Hudak being a rising junior, she's gonna do a lot for us as well. We've got three talented freshmen coming in as well. So, you know, we're excited about the season. We just hope we get in the gym as soon as possible and are able to play it.
And if you talk to any head coach out there in any sport, they'll also tell you that they're only as good as their coaching staff, their assistant coaches. Introduce a couple of your coaching, a couple members of your coaching staff, and just how important they play a role in your program's success as well.
Well, I have one assistant. He's actually been elevated to associate head coach, Danny Doherty. He's been with me for 9 years, going into his 10th season. So he's been with me basically my whole career here at Robert Morris. His wife was actually my assistant before she went into the corporate world. And so he's an integral part of what we do. He's our recruiting coordinator. He takes care of a lot. And being only a staff of two, he has a lot on his plate. But we were able to elevate him to an associate head coach this year, probably overdue, but very, very deserving. And you know, I anticipate he'll be a head coach sooner rather than later, I think.
Coach, last thing as we send you out, you know, when we're talking about the coronavirus and whether or not you guys will play, it's interesting from a recruiting standpoint. How much has that impacted what you guys are doing on the recruiting trail with limited ability to be able to contact, recruits, or you can't go watch anyone play? If there's no high school volleyball season coming up this year, how does that impact you guys on the recruiting trail, and how much do you have to rely on club volleyball at that? And that could even be impacted as far as that's concerned.
Well, with the club impact was big. Most of us recruit club a lot more heavily than we recruit high school. It's simply because we don't have the staff. We play during the same time frames. Mm-hmm. Our matches are typically on the same nights. So we don't watch a lot of high school matches. We watch more clubs. So when club got canceled last spring, it made it very difficult to evaluate. You know, we're on our 2022 class, which are rising juniors in high school, and we haven't seen very many of them play. So we're depending on video a lot more. AAUs is going on right now. There's live streams of matches because there's no spectators allowed, and we're in a dead period until August 31st, where we can't have kids on campus. We can't contact kids on campus. It's just, you know, it's been difficult. We had a player commit to us that hasn't been on campus yet in 2021. So she's itching to get on campus. We've done as much as we can with virtual things. We created a video of our facility and all of our training facilities and locker room and that type of thing. And you know, they're doing virtual tours and that type of thing. But I'm ready to see kids in person. I'm much more of a people person. I don't like the Zoom calls and the FaceTime calls are one thing, but if I never have to do another one of these when this is all over, it'll be too soon.
Have you ever had a commit that has not stepped foot on campus? I mean, that's like selling a car without allowing a test drive first. That's pretty impressive, if you ask me.
Yeah, we got pretty lucky with that one. Fortunately, she knew some of the kids who had committed to us. It's very unusual. I think it's probably more common now because of the situation that everybody's in, and you know, people are getting antsy and wanting to make decisions and. You know, but it's I don't like having kids commit without having a full picture of what they're committing to. But, you know, you kind of have to do what you have to do and adapt and, again, control what we can control.
All right. Dale Starr, Robert Morris, head volleyball coach. Good enough to join us here on this week's edition of Reach the Horizon, the official podcast of the Horizon League. Coach, we beyond appreciate your time. I'm pulling for your team. I'm pulling for you guys to be able to get in the gym and get to work as soon as possible. And I'm pulling for a season in any capacity. Looking forward to seeing you guys back in, or not back, but in the Horizon League. And I'm sure you're excited as well.
Yeah, we are. Thanks for having me, Justin, and look forward to meeting you down the roads at some point. And look forward to having a great season or any kind of season. To be honest with you, it doesn't matter. We just want to get back in the gym.
All right. Well, good stuff, Coach. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. That was Dale Starr again, Robert Morris, head volleyball coach, who was awesome enough to take time and hang out with us here today on Reach the Horizon, the official podcast of the Horizon League. Just a reminder that all guests and interviews are brought to you by health and wellness company Zervita, changing lives for the better through nutritional and performance-based products and opportunities. Make sure you subscribe and download to the Reach the Horizon podcast in your Apple iTunes and Google Play Store. Leave a nice review. Tell your friends and family about us, and we'll continue to bring you weekly features right here on the podcast. Thank you, everybody. Have a great week. Wear your masks, and let's do everything we can to allow there to be an athletic season coming up in college, pros, all around us. We want what's best for everyone around us. So thank you so much for tuning in. We'll do this again next week.